were fishing together. Their names were Simon and Andrew, and they fished with nets, which meant they had to walk along in the water, maybe up to their knees or maybe even up to their waist sometimes. And when they thought it was the right moment, they had these nets that they carried with them over their shoulders and in their arms. They would fling the nets out into the water, and part of the net would sink and part would float. And then if they were really skilled and really lucky, when they pulled the nets in, all dripping wet, gathered them back into their arms, there would be a few silvery fish flopping around in the nets. This was the whole goal, was to catch some fish so that they would have food to eat for dinner, so that maybe they would even have some fish they could sell or trade, so that they would be able to buy or exchange for things like fabric to make their clothes or tools that they needed in their house or other kinds of food besides fish that they might like to eat, or maybe they needed baskets or clay jars. So this is how they made their living. Every day they had to get up before the sun was even coming up so that they could already be out fishing when the sun rose. And they would fish for several hours. Then they would have to stop and sit down and fix any holes that had been torn in their nets by the rocks or by the strong fish. And then they might look for some other fishermen and exchange a little news to see where it is that people were catching fish that day. Maybe they had a little snack or a little nap, and then in the late afternoon they would fish some more. And this is what they did day after day. Fishing was pretty much their life. Well, one day started out like all the other days. They got up early and they were fishing. But on this day, something kind of unexpected happened. They saw a person come along the shoreline while they were fishing, who seemed to be watching what they were doing. That this person did not have a net. He was just walking along the shore. And when he got close enough to Simon and Andrew, he called out to them, "Come and follow me, and I'll make you fish for people." Simon and Andrew looked at him, and they thought about that for a minute, and they waded out of the water, and they dropped their nets on the sand and left the nets behind and kept walking along with this person who'd come along the shore. And they walked for quite a while. The sun got high and it got hotter. And they came upon a fishing boat that was pulled up to the shore. And in the boat, Simon and Andrew recognized James and John with their father Zebedee. And they were fixing the holes in their nets. And this person they were walking with got close enough to the boat that he could also call out to James and John. Said, "Come and follow. Come with me." And James and John made the same decision that Simon and Andrew made. They put down their nets, they got out of the boat, they waded to shore, and they also began to walk along with this person. Now, do you know who it was that came and called these fishing brothers to follow along? Do you know who it was? It was Jesus. Yeah. Jesus had arrived in the neighborhood. He'd moved from Nazareth to this place called Capernaum, and he was visiting in the places of worship and the places of study to read God's word and talk to people about the kingdom of God. And so not only was he proclaiming good news, also he was healing all the people who were sick. And so when everyone started to realize and hear the news that not only did Jesus talk in amazing ways about God, he could also make people well, more and more and more people came to listen and to bring their loved ones or themselves to be healed. And so James and John and Simon and Andrew found themselves in the midst of a catch that was beyond anything they could have imagined. And they spent all their time with Jesus learning how to be in ministry with all these people who were eager to hear God's word and to be healed by God's grace. They stayed with Jesus. That became their life from then after, to be part of Jesus' ministry. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Holy God, as we also are caught in the net of your grace, we thank you for the joy of sharing with others your kindness, your freedom, and your healing purposes. Amen.